Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Time now for trivia. And that's why Freddie Kiger just walked in.
I sure did.
Yep. You, did you walk here to
I
the
walked
radio
this
station?
Way.
Walk this way. You rolled down East Franklin Street, didn't you?
I did. You know, I mean, I could. If I just get out on East Franklin, come out of Park Place, and if I can just make the one little crest, car can run out of gas, I can...
You can come right on down Stroud Hill.
I can soapbox derby right on down Stroud Hill and hopefully get the light.
That's right. Yeah.
I remember one time when I was teaching at Phillips, back when I was still junior high school, I was in the Duster Prize. I pulled out of my the parking lot at Phillips, went through the light there at the corner of... Estes Hills... And, you know, and Estes Drive going down.
Is that like...
I can't remember the street.
It's like... I can't remember
the street. Well, anyway, I got through the intersection and I ran completely out of gas.
Oh, my gosh.
I glided all the way down the hill, got the left turn signal, glided through the intersection and rolled into the Gulf, Walker's Gulf down there to get gas.
I've got a history of that, too.
I was very fortunate.
I'm not usually that lucky.
Oh, man.
I'm looking back over some of my incidents.
Yep.
I've run out of gas in some very difficult places.
That's not good. So, no, my habit now is I get down to a quarter tank, I fill it up.
Yeah, I don't get down that low anymore either. But anyway, that has nothing to do with the question, I'm sure.
But we got two things to make note of today. First of all, the Heels play Northern Iowa tonight, a team that they lost to last season, if you recall. A very good Northern Iowa team. So they're in town tonight. And today is...
Was that Marcus Page's home game?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
And today... Jethro Tull, if you have it, play Solstice Bells, because today winter begins.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. It's felt
like... Ring out Solstice Bells. Great song.
Yeah, I know. You love that, don't you?
I do love it.
You talked about that before.
Yeah. And we're going to do Christmas movies today.
Okay.
Christmas movies.
I'm ready for this.
Okay, everybody, folks. Everybody, hope you got your sweater on, your most hideous Christmas sweater.
Well, that's pretty much the way I dress all the time.
Well, I mean to.
People have described it as hideous.
In the Christmas story.
Yeah?
What was Santa's response to Ralphie's request for a BB gun for Christmas?
What was Santa's
Remember, he goes to visit Santa.
Yeah.
And he asks Santa for a BB gun.
Right.
What does Santa say to him?
What was Santa's response?
Yeah, so what? In fact, is what he heard from everybody when he let it be known that he wanted a BB gun for Christmas. So if you know the response, you don't have to have it word for word, but you got the gist of the thing. Give us a call, 919-929-WZHL.
All right. Call right now, and your name will go in the hat, and we'll have a drawing on Friday morning. Somebody's going to win a $50 gift card from Cruisers, where you are.
Good to go.
Go.
Wake up with WCHL weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. I'm Ron Stutz. We've got all your local news, sports, traffic, and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, local commentaries, WCHL hometown heroes, good clean jokes, and a lot more. You will hear from Nikki Morse, the entire WCHL award-winning news team, Freddie Kiger, Wayne Pond, Art Chansky, D.G. Martin, and a whole lot more. So wake up with us and wrap up your day with Aaron Keck on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, and streaming live all over the world on Chapelboro.
All right, well, you want to know the answer to what Santa Claus said.
Yeah, when Ralphie wants a BB gun.
Yeah, and I'm just going to tell you, I don't know.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
His mother said that. So many people said that when Ralphie wanted.
Yeah.
And what did Ralphie want? Ralphie wanted an official Red Ryder carbon action 200-shot range model air rifle with a compass in the stock and this thing which tells time.
Uh-huh. All of that.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. What a great movie.
Yeah, it was.
Which panned when it first came out and only became later the cult classic that it is.
Yeah. Well, you know, if the critics say something is really good, I usually don't like it. And vice versa.
Well.
You know, sometimes the critics will say, oh, this is awful. And I'm going, that was a good movie. You know?
Yeah, I just don't. I use movies for escape.
Yeah, me too.
Let me go somewhere for a couple of hours and forget about
taxes and,
you know, the fact I got to have this done by this and then or something else.
Just let me escape for a couple hours.
And if I'm entertained, that's fine.
I don't want some deep philosophical meaning, some intellectual.
And I'll tell you what.
Yeah, what?
Back when I was in school, after I saw The Last Picture Show. Which was filmed in black and white in Paris, Texas.
Yeah.
I came out so depressed.
Yeah.
I went, I just spent money to come out and feel horrible.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it.
Sybil Shepherd.
Yeah. I mean, it was a fantastic movie.
Who was in that movie with her? I can't remember.
Oh, I remember the lead, that guy, and I can't remember. I remember seeing him, but I can't place the name.
Yeah.
But it just reminded me of small-town misery.
Yeah. Ugh. It's pretty depressing.
All right, enough of that. It's Christmas.
Yeah, that's right. So let's smile.
That's right.
And be jolly.
Fill your stocking.
That's right. And love everybody you care about. I mean, just tell them how much you love them.
The Christmas you get, you deserve.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Father Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Lake, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. And
not only that, but the love you take is equal to the love you make.
You're right.